This is Weekly Outlook for November 28, 2011. Corn and soybean prices have declined sharply since the release of the USDA's crop production report on November 9. That report contained smaller forecasts of the size of the 2011 harvest for both crops. The recent price behavior suggests that the market believes that the combination of very high prices in late summer and early fall and weaker demand prospects have been sufficient to ration the relatively small crops. Weaker export demand prospects stem from a combination of increased competition from other exporters and concerns about world economic and financial conditions. While world financial conditions are deteriorating, the impact on world grain consumption may be overstated. The record large exports of U.S. pork and beef in the face of record high prices provide evidence that world demand for food remains very strong. Foreign crop production prospects will dominate the outlook for U.S. crop exports. Domestic demand prospects for corn remain mixed. Current demand is very strong as ethanol production continues to exceed the pace of a year ago, and record high hog and cattle prices, along with large feedlot inventories of cattle, support feed demand. Reduced broiler production prospects for fewer cattle on feed in 2012 and the upcoming expiration of the blender's tax credit for ethanol may point to weaker domestic demand in 2012. For soybeans, the pace of the domestic crush was very slow in the first 2 months of the marketing year, reflecting a slower pace of meal and oil exports. While the markets will continue to reflect changing demand prospects for the 2011 crop, the potential size of next year's crops will also begin to have more influence as the new calendar year begins. Prospects for 2012 crops begin with expectations about planted and harvested acreage for all crops and for individual crops. In general, an increase in total acreage is expected next year due to the large area of prevented plantings in 2011. The USDA's Farm Service Agency reports 9.6 million acres of prevented plantings this year, up from 6.9 million in 2009 and 4.2 million in 2008. However, the change in prevented plantings is not always closely correlated to the change in planted acres. Another reason to expect an increase in crop acreage in 2012 is the net decline of 1.6 million acres enrolled in the Conservation Reserve Program. In addition to an increase in planted acres, it is generally expected that a larger percentage of the acreage will be harvested in 2012. It appears that unharvested acreage of all crops this year was nearly 9 million acres larger than in 2010 and 3 million acres larger than in 2009. A case, then, can be made for a large increase in harvested crop acreage next year. The magnitude of the increase will be influenced by planting and growing season weather. The ongoing drought conditions in the Southwest and expanding dry conditions in the Western Corn Belt underscore the uncertainty about 2012 production prospects. In addition to total acreage, the market will continue to form expectations about acreage of individual crops. Currently, futures prices for the 2012 corn crop are 35 to 45 cents lower than prices for the 2011 crop. Futures prices for next year's soybean crop are 10 to 25 cents higher than prices for the current crop. The price structure implies that an increase in U.S. corn production is expected in 2012. That increase is expected to begin with an increase in planted acreage. Given the considerable uncertainty about 2011 marketing year consumption and 2012 production prospects, December corn futures should find support near the early October low of $5.70, and nearby soybean futures are finding support near $11.